We have more news stories now, including how a charity has won the contract to run children's centres, Spared the Axe, and a popular Mexican restaurant is closing its doors. But first, two men finally meet after a brief but serious incident 60 years ago.
For the first time, Phil Stracchino has paid a heartfelt thank you to the railway man who rescued him from a harrowing ordeal when he was just 19 months old. It comes following an appeal by this paper to find the baby referred to by Alan Baker in his book A Life on the Rails. A volunteer at Whitwell and Reefham Station, the 89-year-old describes the moment he risked his own life to pull Mr. Stracchino from a building fire in Earlham near Norwich. And despite his heroics, which made front-page news in March 1962, the pair were never reunited. That is, until now. Mr. Stracchino, who has been successfully tracked down, moved to America after his parents returned there in 1980, 18 years after the fire. The married father of three lives in New Hampshire in the United States and works as a principal architect for an enterprise database application. The 59-year-old still has burn marks from the fire and had to spend 8 months in hospital. "I really have no memories of it myself," he said. "I recall my parents telling me years ago that the fire service took away the remaining parts of the kerosene heater after the fire and were unable to determine what had caused it to explode. They also told me my crib had solid plywood ends that protected me from most of the blast and fragments. My wife says the scars that remain give me character. It sounds as though I owe Mr. Baker a sincere thank you," he added. His older sister, Perry, who was age two at the time, was uninjured in the blaze. She added, "What an amazingly brave and selfless thing Mr. Baker did." Mr. Baker said he was happy that Mr. Stracchino had been found and said he would be happy to meet him in the future.
A Canaries superfan who has raised thousands for the club's charity has been named Fan of the Season 2018 to 2019. Jacob Bowles, aged 24, has been a home and away season ticket holder since the year 2010 and has hardly missed a game since. He was nominated for his good work in supporting Norwich City's Community Sports Foundation, the CSF, through his On the Stall City pop-up shop at Norwich Market, which has raised nearly £3,500 for the charity. Jacob is on the autistic spectrum and has received support from CSF in recent years. He wanted to do something to give back to the charity and so launched the stall with his parents, Andy and Sharon. City fans voted in their thousands to name Jacob the worthy winner of the title. On why he thinks Norwich is the best team in the world, Jacob said, to quote, "It's a very nice team to support with good football and a great fan base, and when they are very exciting, and they are very exciting to follow." He said his favourite Norwich City player was Timu Pukki, and he has even named his Havanese puppy Timu.
A popular Mexican-themed restaurant has gone out of business after 30 years, making 20 employees redundant. Increasing competition was blamed for the closure of Pedro's in Chapelfield Gardens. Staff learned of the closure after their shift ended on the night of the closure. One of the directors said the restaurant, quote, "just had not been busy enough to stay open."
Former Strictly Come Dancing judge and retired ballerina Dame Darcy Bustle unveiled a plaque in Norwich honouring one of the city's most famous dancers. The dancing icon visited Norwich to unveil the blue plaque for Vernon Castle in Prince of Wales Road at the side of the Premier Inn, Hotel Nelson. Born Vernon Blythe in 1887, Mr. Castle was brought up at the Nelson Hotel, which was then known as the Great Eastern Hotel, before moving to the US and becoming a world-famous dancer in the early 1900s. Once in the Big Apple, he pursued his dreams of becoming an actor, and he and his wife, ballroom dancer Irene, inspired the likes of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Some even say it was the dancing duo's influence that brought the popular TV show Strictly Come Dancing to our screens. Darcy Bustle said, to quote, "It's lovely for me. It's so important to remember where it came from. And people like this, they modernised dance at the beginning of the 1900s, and it's extraordinary what they did in such a short time." Upon the outbreak of the First World War, Mr. Castle gave up his celebrity life to join the military as a pilot with the Royal Flying Corps. He flew more than 150 missions over enemy lines and survived being shot down. But in February 1918, while teaching other pilots how to fly, he was forced to crash his plane to avoid a mid-air collision and died, just aged 31. Dame Darcy said, to quote, "He didn't have a very long life. He was a pilot and died in the war, and it's incredibly sad to think what else he could have done."
The identity of the charity which has won the £5.2 million contract to run the Norfolk Children's Centres, which have been spared the axe, has been revealed. Norfolk County Council has confirmed that Action for Children will run the Early Childhood and Family Service from October this year. The council took the controversial decision to shut 38 of the 53 children's centres in January, as part of a move away from using centres to directly provide services. 15 centres will survive as bases, with the council promising a targeted early childhood and family service in the community for families with children aged up to 5, including in libraries, village halls and people's homes. The budget to commission the services has been cut from £10.2 million to £5.2 million, although the council insists it should be seen amid a bigger package of investment. They say there will be improved joint working with other organisations, better online advice and information, while Norfolk's 47 libraries are extending their bounce and rhyme and stay and chat sessions. The 38 children's centres being axed will all have closed their doors by October at the latest.
The second feature is written by Derek James, who looks at 6 decades of friendship and fun between two of the finest cities. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.